You should call 911.
Evening, everyone.
You're going to unmute it.
Well, that's done.
Let's see.
You're done.
One,
done.
Two.
Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Three.
Put Chase's back in.
Chris is four, so we do have a four.
We only have.
You can.
Yeah, we got a four, just barely, four people.
There's extras.
There's at least one extra because.
Oh, yeah.
May I take one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
it's pretty similar to what you had last time.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna call the meeting to order.
If people come, I'll give it back.
It is 5 o'clock. And this is the Thursday, January 25th, special meeting of the Finance Committee to consider our capital budget. And we have present for Board of Finance, we have Rhea, Amanda, Ross, and Bob in the room, and we have online Chris Connolly, also President Sean and John and Jim. And I think that covers, oh, I forgot Kristen Hecht online. And I think then that covers everybody who is here. So meeting's called to order and public comment. Mr. Lurch.
Jim, we put it on here just for you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Look at me.
And could all dressed. And again, just state your name for the record, even though everybody
Jim
knows me.
Brookfield Road. I'm sitting here looking at the plaque up here. 1914, this building was built. Since I've been in town, got a new high school, got a new elementary school, new center school, firehouse, lots of buildings in built, lots of things in done. But the core of the town hall, it's the same. It's antiquated. It's functionally obsolete. You got offices in the meeting room. You got a rental house, a modular house down to elementary school. It's just the whole thing is just antiquated. I mean, it really, I think you got your priorities all backwards. I think you got to take care of, you fit the town hall in there. I'm not saying it's going to be number one, but it shouldn't be at the bottom of the list and forgotten about it. Maybe she above a soccer field or something like that. That's all.
Thank you. Any other public comment from the other members of the public who are here in person? Not hearing any, then I will move on to a discussion of the budget calendar. And I know that Jill Collins had sent that out, but I don't think it got included in the packet.
I have a copy here with a draft copy. No, it's not. I don't know if it's in the package. I downloaded it.
Okay. Does everybody else here have a copy of it just so that we can go over it?
I don't think it's in the packet.
No, it's not. Could you make it?
You just told that.
We can make some copies.
You can run, make a quick copy up there. The copier should be worn.
I help you, but I can't see. I just had my eyes dilated.
That's right.
Ross, I can put it up on the screen.
We're just making copies. It'll take a second.
Kristen's going to put it up on the screen.
Okay, thanks.
And that'll help us get started. And then we'll also have copies to take back.
What was bothering me was the headlamps on the wall. I'm not studying.
And I will just also note while we're getting a copy of that made and it's coming up on the screen that Ashley Phelan, a member of the Finance Committee, joined at 5:02. She was not here when we started. Yeah, I got one already.
I have.
So again, while we're getting, while we got this up on the screen, I want to thank Kristen and Jill for working on this. This was part of what we had talked about at our last meeting. At one of our previous meetings to talk about, not at our last meeting, our last regular meeting of getting this calendar together as part of being more efficient, seeing what we could do to pare down the meeting schedule. And again, this is just a draft. And as Jill had noted when she mailed it, some of the other dates have to be approved by various boards and committees on it, but it should be a good starting point. So, just again, this is just for information and understanding, and just want to see if there's any questions on it.
Yeah. There's two options for the spring break. 4/8 and 4/12. That's what it looked like to me. Or through?
No, it's 4/8 through 4/12.
Oh.
That'd be great if there were two options, but there are not.
It means through. Okay.
They get a week off.
No. Okay. Yeah. So,
Amanda, question? It's like. Again, we don't have to have any action on this. No, I just wanted like folks to see it.
What we wanted to work backwards from the referendum.
Yes. And then I guess the referenda as needed would continue every 2 weeks.
You have littles.
Well, and done, Ross.
I worked one miracle with the help of a lot of people last year. We'll see what we could do this year. And
we had pretty good engagement from the public last year, though, too, which I think really helped.
Yeah, it helped a lot.
It did. So hopefully we'll get that same engagement this year. And I think people will be more interested just because we have that many more people show up.
Yeah, that would be good.
But we'll see. And I just don't want to take it for granted. We need to work on communication, which is something else we talked about. Rhea, any thoughts on this? Again, I think it looks good at first blush. And again, my thanks to Kristen and Jill for working on this. And again, we don't have any action to take on it, just really informational.
Ross, can I just share something, if I could, about the conversation that Jill and I had about this as we backed into it from the referendum?
All means, you guys were the ones who did it.
Yeah. So, you know, in the past, we had a lot of meetings in March where we didn't have a lot of information. So as Jill and I backed into it to look at when we will have the bulk of information, we are really looking at mid to late April. Even as much as the state partnership plan has announced that they will set the final rates for insurance for next year, because there was a lot of pushback from communities and boards of ed on the late date in which they did that in early March. I got word today when I pushed back on that to say, you know, like, are we talking March 1, March 10? So the word I got was by March 15th. So, but then we've got to dig into our information and we need time to do open enrollment. We can't do open enrollment until we have the rates. So that's the reason for the later dates in April and then the earlier dates of just presenting the budget. So you at least have that information in front of you.
Yep. So you're hoping to have that information then from the state by the 15th of March.
Correct. But then we've got to do our open enrollment.
Yeah. If we do, I think the thought process is if we do open enrollment prior to finalizing the budget, then we get real numbers rather than estimated numbers, because we're always working with insurance. We've always been working with estimated numbers.
Right.
And it's really a best guess.
Correct.
You know, we had gotten some information a couple of weeks ago and we were putting a placeholder of 8% in, and we've gotten some new information. So that has come down.
And that's the good news.
Right. And we're hoping it comes down further.
Right. And so, again, this is just, like I said, the first step, that the information is made available to us, hopefully on March 15th. Then you have to go through open enrollment, but you can do that sooner because you have the information from the state sooner.
And by sooner, that means like late March, early April versus May.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, Kristen, I think the schedule looks great. So thank you to you and Jill for working on it. I think a lot of the time also during that time last year was spent on communications, you know, to the public as well. But now I think we are planning on potentially a subcommittee. So that should help run that a little bit more efficiently as well. So makes complete sense.
Ross.
Yes.
Amanda, you got to jump in. He's watching
Okay.
I'm watching. I'm doing a couple of things.
He can't see your back.
Usually I jump in. I'm trying to be polite. So yes, it looks like we had three additional meetings last year, five that were scheduled, but two that ended up getting canceled. So it's good to see a clearer agenda. I guess I had thought we were going to discuss subcommittees today on the agenda, but I'm not seeing that here.
No, because this is the special meeting and I wanted to just to keep the focus more on the Kappa stuff.
Okay. So I guess my concern then is not having any subcommittees, having any meetings planned, right? If we are going to have a subcommittee focused on communication, there's not going to be a ton of time. You know, like our next meeting isn't until the third week of February.
Actually, this is the regular meeting. This isn't the special meeting. No?
Is a special meeting.
The regular meeting was special meeting.
Okay.
So just looking at the agenda, it looks good. I'm just want to make sure that all those other things that we said were going to be handled by a subcommittee somehow get fit in here.
So this is a special meeting, so we can't get,
as it relates to the calendar, right? Like, and trying to figure out when those dates might be. I mean, I think we should be able to get like a template together that we can just put our final numbers into, right? Like, so hopefully
question,
we won't need a ton of meetings.
So question then, we could have a special meeting just to go and set that up if you want to do that. Or we can wait until the next regular meeting.
I mean, if people are prepared to really hammer out a schedule at our next meeting, I think that'll still be 2 months.
It's definitely going to be on the agenda at the regular meeting. Okay. And then I think from there, we should make sure that we assemble with subcommittees and stuff to act up, you know, within the framework of this budget. Not budget, calendar, rather. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to have a meeting, and at that meeting, we're going to plan, or are we going to have somebody coming in? Is there going to be a group that's going to plan in advance with
it's HIPAA's at our next meeting to have that planning.
Okay, so there's
our next regular meeting.
Okay.
And I just brought this in here for people to think about because Jill had managed to get it out sooner. And the typical focus of this meeting was to be on the budget. So I didn't really want to do too much to dilute it with other actions. Amanda?
And if we end up needing more meetings because, for whatever case, we can always add more.
You can call a special meeting. You should add a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a need identified, you get in touch with, me, and we can just set up the special meeting so we don't have to have, it's not a big deal. It's just a matter of finding a place to have it and doing the proper notification. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments? Not seeing any. Then we can move on to our continuing of the discussion on the capital budget. Last time we had managed to get through the whole package, made some moving around of expenses and so forth, and we need to act on it tonight. So I'd like to make sure that we then get into whatever discussion. We're moving on to the discussion on the capital budget, whatever else is needed on that. And then we will need to consider and act on it. So do we have the grant list?
No. She said February 1st that she would have it.
Okay.
So you won't have that till next week. That's the problem.
And we have to finish this before the end of this
month. Yeah. I ran that through as screwy a day as it was today, my mind, and said, yeah. Well, the numbers that sit here are not numbers that are going to work. They're going to have to be reduced. And it's hard to have a real target because we don't know, but in our discussions, we're working around a target of 600,000 total, and could be higher. I don't anticipate it being lower. So based on that, I did some of that thing that everybody hates is the reductions or moving around. I don't see anything here that isn't a necessary item. It's rare that you see it here, but I think things sometimes have to be moved around. And
can I give you one more piece of information, Bob?
Please.
So one of the things that's been happening outside of this committee, which some of you are aware of, is we've been talking to the fire department and talking about a master plan for the fire department. We tried to get a grant for that last year and were unsuccessful. So one of the things that I did today was I tasked our intern with starting to contact some firms and get numbers of what that would cost. And the one number that we got today is $45,000. So that may be a consideration if that is a priority of the Board of Finance.
And the $45,000 for what?
It's a master plan for the fire department, which would...
It's to
do the research and develop a master plan. And the scope of services that I asked the intern to convey was about personnel, about equipment, and about the physical structure.
Yes.
So a strategic plan would fall under the capital budget?
I believe so.
Yes. So okay. that kind of fit. Here's my thought, going back to moving stuff first before it gets the reduction. So it's just going to, the move is probably different then, because I was going to take the 50,000 from the Heritage Farm Restoration, which is not dedicated to anything in particular, just in anticipation that you might be able to get some funds in matching grants. There is $50,000 already sitting in the bank on that one. So I don't see anything happening there. With all the needs we need somewhere else. So that 50, I would have put in a different category. And it could be into this upcoming. I'm looking at the.
Which document?
Did we get a revised version of that?
No, I'm using the old sheet. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm using the one that we were working on, because my notes are all on that one, the one we worked on. I'm sorry. I should have told you that in the first place. I'll wait for you to pull it out.
And I left mine at home, the markup.
Well, you know, let's just say markup. So. Yeah, in that. I don't know if you're ready.
Yep.
No, Amanda, do you have an Amanda?
Thank you, Tom. I took my notes on another copy.
Jill's online. She might be able to put it up on the screen for you.
Oh, is that right?
Jill, can you put up the summary?
Or the capital plan for the town? This is what I'm talking about.
This one, we're talking specifically to the board.
No, so. I can't get into my drive.
Sorry. Thanks for trying, Jill.
Can you show me which one you're talking about and I can try to pull it up maybe?
Oh, yeah. It's not in the package.
It's not in the package from last time?
It was in the last time. It's not in the current one.
All right. I'll look for it. If I can get it up there, I will.
You see the heading?
Yeah.
It were those two pages that were the summary that included Board of Selectmen.
Your, and then on the other side, it says
Board of Ed.
So we don't have an updated one with all the numbers spread out.
Yeah. That's the one with all the spread. Yeah.
On your copy.
Yeah. This one goes out through 29.
Right, but you don't have the 8,000. Yeah.
No. No, that's on the other one. That's on the next page.
Yeah. It just reminded me to do what you didn't do. And I didn't do either. Silence it.
Yeah. No. So. Anyways, I can still talk on one because one of the items there was the if it's all right with the chair.
Yeah. So here's my question: we don't know what the minimum amount is we need to spend, correct? Because we don't have the grant list,
right?
And or the max.
Well, the max is
board.
Hmm.
The max is based on the mills too.
Correct.
It's four. 1 and 4 mills, right?
4 mills. Yeah.
Well, yep. And it's 1 mil, whatever that is. We don't know what it is.
That's correct.
But I'm just...
So you're trying to get it down to the minimum.
I'm projecting it right now. If you add the two together, you're at what? 800,000? Pretty close.
It was about...
Just under 800,000. Right. And I'm saying we have to be closer to 600,000. So there's no reason why you can't make some...
But why do we have to be closer to 600,000?
If you want it to pass, yes. That's my thought. I mean, I can't, in this atmosphere, can't see this budget being significantly over. I don't say over, because it's always been slow. We try to, if we can, bring it up a little more. The board has, and the Board of Selectmen, even the committee, the prior committees that were there, would be a bit over the minimum requirement. So that's why I'm saying a range. And my thoughts doesn't even bring it close to 600. You know?
Well, just out of curiosity, where do you feel the max is on that we would need to fall? What's the range, approximately dollars? Because you're saying that 800 is too much.
Yeah, I'm between 6 and 675.
Is that based on your political instinct, or is it based on the range that would be supported by the charter and the, you know, the mill rate range we have to work?
I'm saying that the 675 would be based upon what I think what the charter requires minimum plus the max that we probably could convince people it would be needed, because it can be done without eliminating anything on here. It's simply moving a couple of items, splitting like we've done in the past. Yeah. Instead of paying for a whole thing 1 year, we split it 1 year, 2 years. And Personally, I think we have to be very prudent in how we bring this thing forward. And
so I agree with the need for prudence, but I just want to make sure that we're not doing something now that you pay more for later with what your suggestions are. So I'd like to keep that. That's all I'm just asking.
Yeah, I know that. Then. And yeah, you may.
Just one question. How about having like a plan A and a plan B possibly, and say we're going to have like 600,000, 700,000, 800,000, and then seeing what you wouldn't keep, you know, what's really what you're losing when you don't have the.
So the requirement is that this committee needs to turn over its capital budget to the Board of Selectmen by the end of the month. So you've only got a couple more days.
Yeah, so this is it.
So you need to come up with a plan, which will go to the Board of Selectmen. And if the Board of Selectmen find that the mill rate requires them to spend more money, they can always add things to the capital budget. Or if they feel it's too high and the mill rate warrants it, they could always drop it. And then they bring this whole thing back to the Board or the Finance Committee for a presentation during their budget presentation for the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee may make, all they can do is make adjustments in the numbers, but that may cause the Board of Selectmen to make some hard choices.
Okay. Can I just make sure we're all working off the same basis and then make changes? So after last week's meeting, I had a total for the Town Capital Improvement Plan of 507,902. A total for the Board of Ed of 295,125 for a total of 803,027.
Guess what?
Okay.
I recall.
That's exactly what.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to capital on the town, if you were not town sign, but Board that's what I call Board of Selectmen sign. I still say that the category. The 50,000 in the category Heritage Farm has to find a new home. And I was going to put it down into the matching grants area, but it sounds like what Jim is requesting would be 45,000.
So basically, it's trading.
Yeah, it's trading things out and lowering it by five.
Yeah.
And with that, thought I that 100,000 we how much of that do we have committed at this stage? Any idea of what's left to roll over? And I know it's hard to pull off your head.
I don't think we really know because I mean I think probably between the projects that we have going on, we should be looking to add money to that account.
Yeah.
Rather than not. And it looked like you were trying to do that. It is likely all committed with the projects that we have.
Okay.
The grant match?
Yeah.
The 100K from last year.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And the other thought I had on that, since the excavator is a new item, wasn't planned before, I would split that half and half, 60-60.
So delay the purchase from this year to next.
Unless something comes across where they're able to have funds left over that can fill the gap before.
Yeah, because I was going to actually bring up the excavator as well, because I was thinking about that earlier. It sounds like it would be a really nice thing to have, but it didn't sound like you couldn't get things done without it. It sounds like it would make it easier to get things done. So I would agree with that, you know, splitting that up. So that would take 60,000 out of this year and move it into next.
Yeah, on that one.
So then
could I make a comment on that?
Sure.
That's fine if we do that, but we really, in my opinion, if we do that, the Board of Selectmen really should consider adding some rental funds to Sean's budget. So because there are projects that he will not be able to accomplish in the upcoming year without the excavator. But I think he'd be fine with that. If we could get him to come back with an estimate of how much time he would need it for, but
because it's not a complete savings by what we're doing to split it.
It did, right. So, but there are projects that he would either have to rent a machine,
yeah,
or hire a subcontractor to do the work.
Right, because which is what you've been doing, which is now this is what you wanted to avoid by the purchase of it. Right. So if we don't buy it this year, then you gotta rent the way that you right. have previously been doing. So yeah, that's nice. We took 60,000 out, moved it to next year, but some of the it's offset by some expenses that we have to do because we didn't buy it.
So I think, you know, that's I think it's a great plan. I think it's a good idea. I think, and I'm not, I don't want to put words into our highway foreman's mouth, but I think he'd rather see that than say, no, let's just cut it out of the budget. But I think we may want to look at a reasonable add to the currently flat highway budget. To potentially allow him some rental funds.
Because the budget that you have proposed now for the highway department is was based on purchase of that equipment or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Then no, the highway budget doesn't have a purchase of the equipment.
No.
What I'm saying is they were assuming a reduction in their need to rent equipment because we would purchase this item.
Yes. In the capital account.
Yeah. So noted. Yeah. I, you know, assume that, you know, that probability was in place.
What would be a rough guesstimate offhand? Do you think with rental fees, just swag? We're not going to hold it to you. Just curious to help.
What are you paying them a month? It was.
You said $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, over $4,000 a month.
So total would be maybe $5,000.
No, you more than that because there's 5 to 6 projects right off the bat that it would be needed. And there's on top of that, there's still maintenance issues that need to be done. Clearing behind Valerie.
Can you do a lease purchase?
They would be willing to take our rental fees off the purchase price of the excavator. But they would need
a commitment.
Or we look into that.
Okay. I mean, I would look into that as and
because then that would you would really just be spending towards the purchase if you could do it that way.
Right. So let's also try to be creative and see if we can do something like we did with the skid steer and buy a slightly used unit.
Yeah,
we could. I sometimes fear that based on. If somebody put it,
so would it be prudent now just to keep this thing moving and not have this discussion here? Is that we just split the purchase? Understand that for now you may have to put some back into the highway department, and then that can be cleared up later when you do it because it's not a huge number.
Right,
it's a substantial amount, but it's not huge. It's not going to make or break things when we play with it.
Okay, That's on that. That's the one item on this side.
So then we got about what 65,000 moved out of here for this year.
Yeah. So can I ask a question first? Just because I forget from our last meeting, and I'm not sure if we addressed it. So for the demolition over at the Notch Road municipality. So is this basically saying so the total is 713,000. So we had anticipated maybe being able to pay for all of that with ARPA, but the true costs are going to be more than the ARPA money that we have.
We have an estimate that's a year old. It was about 1.3 for the demolition, not for the planning and not for the reconstruction.
Right. Reconstruction meaning of that, the outside wall of the building that's going to remain or reconstructing.
That's what
you mean, right? Okay.
There and at the there's greenhouse some work required at the greenhouse also site as well.
At the what? Sorry.
The greenhouse.
At the greenhouse. School. Yep. Included in that is the school demolition. It's the school brought the two together.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What else? We got, like I said, like 65 kids so far.
Right there on that one.
Between moving the Heritage Farm money.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, and moving the Heritage Farm down to. I had put it in grant match, but it could be in that. a category we don't even have listed here, which is the what would we title that?
The strategic plan.
Fire department strategic plan.
Oh, strategic plan. Okay.
Honestly, I don't really want to wait until next fiscal year if we can find the money somewhere.
Because it sounds, from what I've heard, this is something you have to work on sooner rather than later.
I think at the very least, you may want to consider putting it in the capital placeholder in case we don't find the funds.
Yeah, because we can always reduce it by. That would be, if you were able to find it, that would be an easy reduction.
So why don't we put it in?
Yeah, because
I think it's better to put it in.
Right.
Work on the alternatives and then remove it later. It's much harder to try to put it back.
And so far, we've solicited three firms. We've only gotten one price. We may get better pricing. I don't know.
And then last meeting, the town hall annex lease was an estimate. Did we get an actual on that?
No.
So we still have that placeholder amount.
A 42.
Not
so this. Hold on. I did numbers today.
She's got the
calendar. So talking to John, we figured, and I believe John talked to Jim, we're going to make our first payment, lease payment in February. Is that the plan, Jim?
Current plan. John is happy with the building at this point.
Okay.
So our goal is to accept the building on February 1st, pay them that initial amount of 53 something, and begin lease payments.
So the initial amount we have to pay is $41,608. That's the delivery with no months of rental yet or leasing yet. That's the first payment we have to make.
What was it again, Jill? I'm sorry.
$41,608. So I looked at what was left and looked at the remaining amount of the contract we have signed, and we could do it a couple different ways. We could take just what we need to make the 12 months worth of payments for the leasing next year, which would only give, that'll leave us at $12,722, because we'll still have $30,979.05 left in the previous money. So then if we add the $12,722.43, that'll give us 12 months of leasing.
So could you step us through that? I'm having a little trouble following, and I've seen a couple other people
looking lost
as well.
Right. So what we have already for money. Go ahead.
Say what we have in the bank. Is that what you're talking about?
No. What we have in previously put aside money.
Yeah. Okay. I call it that.
So that's where this is.
Yeah.
So if we take what we have to our first, that $41,608 is what we have pay for delivery.
Mm-hmm. So that comes out of that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then we also, that has no no leasing months at all taken out of it yet. We have we paid $19,082 to Landy. So that comes out of that We had 109,878. That's what we have already put aside. So we take $19,082, and then the 41,608, and then the rest of the 5 months worth of leasing, which would be February, March, April, May, June.
Yeah.
That would leave us with $30,979.05. In order, and then go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, so we're gradually whittling that number down, starting with the taking delivery, then we're going to some expenses for Landy to help get the infrastructure in for it. Then we take additional money out to pay for the rent that's part of this fiscal year. And then after that, there's money left over to put towards the rental for next fiscal year.
Correct. Which would be $12,722.43 for next year.
That's the balance we would need to complete
Well, that's the balance that's left after the current expenses.
So how much is the rent then?
No, no. So if we take the balance of $30,979.05, that's what we already have set aside, and we paid the lease, the leasing fees, 5 months worth of leasing fees, and our delivery fee and landy. That's what we have a balance of. In order to get 12 months worth of leasing for next year, for 25, mm-hmm. we would just need an additional $12,722.43. Okay. Instead of 40,000.
Okay.
So oh, 40,000, I'm sorry.
Jill, the question, can you, because my eyes were just dilated, I'm having a hard time reading. Do you, can you tell us accurately what the monthly lease payment is?
I can do that. It's $3,641.79.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So then basically the number that we had set aside, we really just need 12,720 of that instead of the placeholder that we have there. So what's the difference on that?
I think that's the number that Jill had in the...
So that's the good news. The bad news is that we, in our plan that we have right now, we didn't include the reevaluation in next 5 years, which we talked about doing that, doing a piece of it every year. And we also didn't include the senior van for $25,000 this year and $25,000 next year.
Yeah, right.
So I just took away all that money I gave you. Sorry. Surprise.
Okay. So then are we left with the original number on the chart? Or
the 42,000 is there?
So we would actually be at 514,624.43. And I can actually bring that up for you.
Thank you.
Give me 1 second and I will bring that where we are and what I'm saying now up for you.
So while Jill's doing that, I just have a question. I thought the discussion had been, and maybe I misunderstood this, was that for the vehicles, we weren't going to be splitting them. Are we doing that now?
No, that's a good question.
Which number is the van that you're talking about?
It's not on there.
Look on the board now. It's going to be number 25.
Okay.
Well, here's the other kicker to this is that the van's about 50,000 and Carrie's going to go out for a grant for 15,000 for some ramp or lift or something that it has to be expended by fiscal year 26. So we either don't get the van and don't get the lift, or we have to pay for the van all next year, the whole 50,000.
Yeah, I think that's what Kristen's driving at is we had a discussion at the last
meeting
that we were paying for vehicles all in one shot.
But we're also trying only to do one a year. But do we have another one for next year?
Two on the Board of Ed side.
So Kristen, Board of Ed, we have it in 26, right?
There's a couple for next year, I believe.
Well, if for Board of Ed, there's a van.
Yeah, we have two for FY25.
Well, okay. There's one. The highway has one in there.
Yep.
And
so 26, I believe.
Highway pushed his till 26 when he added the excavator.
Yep, correct. And it's in 26. That's why I thought we were talking about next year. John also has one for 73,000 for next year. I guess last year, Carrie's, we pushed out to go to 25 and 26. And now we're at 25. Yeah. So...
It is starting to cost us money.
Yeah, we pushed the Board of Ed's truck out to this year. Or next. That's why they're doubled up.
Yeah, so that's what I was, because it sounds like we're getting into a place we didn't want to get.
Well, we're there. Yes.
So this is a new request that wasn't on the sheet last time we looked at it.
Yeah. Correct.
That's accurate.
Well, it wasn't a new request altogether, it right. was last year in 25 and 26. Little concerned though, when we say we're not gonna split vehicles up, a plow truck's a lot of money, guys. A lot of money.
Well, when you've got vehicles that cost over $100,000, there's no reason why you can't plan for it and put part in 1 year, part in another year. There's no way in hell you're going to go through this and successfully come up with a budget and not do that. I don't care what.
I agree.
Well, we had talked about, you know, the smaller vehicles, the bigger vehicles.
Yeah.
We talked about funding.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they had been spread out 1 year.
And we could probably do that again, but right now, like you said, we've kind of backed ourselves into a place that we really didn't want to be.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you're trying to spread out the expenses, and you can either do it by specifically setting aside money every year, or you can do it by having a maintenance, basically a refresh schedule.
Yeah.
Which does the same thing.
So I think I'm just throwing this out there because I'm a very visual person. It would be really helpful to see a list of every single vehicle between all the entities, right? How old they are, when they were last purchased, when they were up for new vehicle, which ones were purchased, which aren't, and what the cycle's looking like right now, because that may dictate, to Bobby's point before about the really expensive vehicle, but it may dictate some of these others as well if we have multiples on a given year because things haven't been taken care of the year they needed to be taken care of.
Well, the other piece that plays into that is that we've pushed some off because vehicles are in better condition than we anticipated.
No need to do it.
Yeah, no, but I get that. I'm just saying, though, I think, I don't know. For me, visually, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I kind of need to look at something. Agreed. It's hard to make a decision.
Because right now it's in a couple of people's heads. And I understand the intent, just like you guys are saying, but it would help to have the picture.
Is that information anywhere?
Well, it's not only in your head, it's on your capital plan.
Right. Well, are there other vehicles that are,
you've got a plan that's multiple years. Correct. It's not just next year.
But does this cover everything? Is there something that's not on the cycle?
Well, sure, there is.
Yeah, so I think that's what we wanted to talk about because it may show up on the cycle.
I think it's a great tool, but it's not going to help us tonight.
No.
John's trying to put a list together.
I agree. It's not helping us tonight, but I think moving forward, it would be helpful to have for everybody.
Similar to what we did with our computer stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then it sounds like the only thing we found so far as a saving was the 5,000 that's left over back where we started. Then it sounds like with the 5,000 left over
in the 60
and the 60. Right. So we have about 65 that we've taken off.
That's it.
Well,
because when I looked at this too, that's the only one that jumped out at me was possibly, that equipment for $120,000. The rest of this stuff looks like, it's stuff you really need to do.
So we're reducing, just so that I'm making sure we're following, we're reducing the highway excavator from 120 to 60,000. We're reducing last month.
We're moving 60 to next year.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just talking about the fiscal year to try and come up with a bottom line. The town annex lease, we're reducing from last meetings estimate of 42,000 down to $12,722.40, right? Because that's the remainder we need to get to a 12-month lease. And then we are adding how much for the senior van? Are we spreading it out? Or are we doing the full 50?
Well, I wasn't sure what was going on with that one.
So I heard clearly was you're not going to get the grant unless you put the full amount of that van into next year, because then you can't qualify for the grant.
No, we have to be able to purchase the grant, the vehicle by next year to get the grant for the ramp.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So we either buy, do half and half or all next year. I don't think you want to do all this year and then wait to put the ramp in or the lift or whatever it is.
So when you say this year and next year, for clarity, you mean 25 and 26?
Correct.
Oh.
But
I would just push it all to next year.
First. Yeah, I'd put it all the next year then. All to the 26. It doesn't have to be in 25.
Unless, no. Right, unless you want to split it half and half.
Which why not just have it all done in 25 then?
But the grant is going to be for 25?
No, it's 26. Okay. For 26.
It's for 26 after you buy it.
So then that would then leave that category still at that reduced from 42 to 12. That's a $30,000 reduction.
Well, we had added 11 to the reevaluation, if that's what we're doing. We talked about it in the past. So the reval 5 years ago was $49,500. The reval we're going through as we speak was $51,500. So it's going to be about, if we divided it by five, it's going to be about $11,000 mm-hmm. for the next 5 years.
Okay.
I'll add that. So instead of 30.
Is everybody good with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's
19,000.
Anybody? Anybody have any concerns with doing that?
And that's just a total guess. I'm guessing it wouldn't be higher than that based on, you know, the past reval, this reval. It should cover it.
But even if it's low or whatever, that last year.
You can adjust it that
way. You adjust it that last year because that's right. The only.
It would be minimal.
Yeah, you can adjust this as you go along anyway, because we're going right. to do this again next year.
No.
Right.
Whether we like it or not.
No, the year after and the year after. That number, you won't know it. So,
yeah.
Could we possibly go down this list that Jill has up there right now, like piece by piece?
Yep.
Because I'm confused now. Sorry.
Yeah, well, me too.
Yeah. So then for coming up in the yellow highlighted line, these are our current planned expenses, and they add up for the Board of Selectmen down at the bottom to...
I don't know what you're seeing, so...
Now it says, it looks like the amount, the subtotal for the Board of Selectmen is $429,624.43.
Correct.
Except that I'm not sure that's correct, because I believe the $50,000 is still in FY25 for the senior van in a line between 5 and 6.
That should be moved.
No, that's the fire department strategic plan. I moved.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah. I hadn't labeled it yet. I took the $50,000 out of Heritage Farm.
Okay.
Oh, so we've swapped those?
Well, correct. You were going to just take the 45 for out of Heritage, or are you taking the whole?
Right. I was going to cut that whole 50 out and just originally was going to put 50 into matching grants. But if you're going to do 45 into the fire study, the remaining five, we should keep something in that. Grant match, because that's,
we need way more than $5,000. If we're saying that the current $100,000 that's there is used up,
yeah, but we've used that for
multiple
huge projects too. I know
I think we need at least 50 in matching grant and the money for
tell
the
me where we're gonna plan. Get
well this
could well I'm hoping that the money for the strategic plan is going to come out of this year's budget somehow.
Okay. That's what
I gotcha.
But I think it needs to be in there.
Right, in case.
I see where you're going. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
So pardon my frustration.
No,
I just hate doing this.
Usually you get this done in like 5 minutes.
You don't like,
whack. That's why we put back. But that's
right. So
do we want to go down project by project just to make sure we're all on the same page?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Hold on a second.
And then, sorry, just a baseline. So then where's Board of Ed? Is that the Board of Ed further down?
Oh,
there's the tab. Okay. And that's 290. Okay. That's sort of aligned. Okay. I'm with you.
But now I'm having problems getting it, my thing to move here. Jeez.
My number.
What's up there?
I can't
see. You're going to change the number.
It's not moving correctly though. So
Joel, could you email it to me and maybe I can do it?
Well, the spreadsheet. It's just that I don't know if my scroll button screwed up because now I just can't manipulate it. That way I just can't move around on the thing. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know why it won't move.
Well, it's hard because we're not seeing the most up to date.
Right, and I can't, it's not moving. I'm trying this trying to see why. Mm-hmm. All right, let me see if I can send it to you, Kristen.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Killing me not having a spreadsheet, I can manipulate
them. So what we're talking about, while you're digging on that, we're talking about, may I just ask
what
John a question?
Sure.
And I'm looking at the two vehicles we're getting
for the board
there. Yeah. Which one was the one that got pushed over? Was it the truck, the
utility truck one?
The $80,000 one?
I don't remember prices, but the utility was the cheaper of the two, if I remember.
Row 15.
One says utility, one's flatbed.
One is 68 and one's 80, so 1,000.
One says pickup and one says utility.
Yeah, the utility is the one that got pushed off.
Utility, that's what I thought when the big one, 80,000.
Yeah, and the other one was the one that we got from the fire.
Yeah, right, right. Okay.
That would have been up this year.
Yep. Okay. And so I kind of thought that you're not going to like it. But I want to know, before I even suggest it, I want to make sure we got the one that we pushed out first.
I would get rid of the fire department one.
That's where I'm going. Which one do you feel would be the one to get rid of, which is
the... Not the utility, the other one.
The other one? Okay. That's a 65.
I think so.
All right.
All right. So why don't we get the spreadsheet and then we can talk to it.
Yeah.
Because I just want to make it sure that whatever we talk about is clear to us.
Yes.
It's clear to Jill. And it's also clear to anybody
we can go back,
to be listening.
You want to finish this up and then slip back? Because that's the only thing I had on the Board of Ed was one. Kristen, you'd be surprised, huh? I only had one thing on yours, and it wasn't a cut. It was just a move.
I think I've died and gone to heaven.
Yeah, the flatbed has the sand around it.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the key. That was my thought. Whichever one is the most.
Reopening, Jill, maybe you can...
Not being able to get to all my drives is really a problem. I can't get to all my drives now. Cam said I can't get to them. So
got it.
Not allowed. So it's kind of a problem.
Where's parking in your garage?
That's a VPN issue.
Yes. They won't give me rights to the stuff. Yeah.
You gotta be able to access your stuff at
It's a security thing, I guess, and it won't let me save. It seems so easy, but it's not letting me save it.
Can you, Jill, hit file and share, and then email it?
I that's the problem. I can't email it. I can't save it the way it is. I can't email it. I can't.
Yeah, try share though. Does it do anything?
That's what I was I was sharing, but I can't manipulate it.
I mean, here, X out of that.
X out of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hit cancel. Yep. Over to the left. Do you see where it says share?
In the green.
Yeah, in the green. Yeah. Does that work? And then do Excel workbook down?
Well, right, but
hit that. See if that opens up an email for you.
I have an email there, but the one that's here. Let's see if this is the right one. There's more than one, and I got to get the right one, but I can't.
No, I'm just. You can email to one of us, and we can.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
She's just trying to find the right one to email us.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
It's not working.
Now it's just got rid of it.
So none of your changes have saved, so you can't control alt delete and end your task and go back in, right?
No, hold on a second.
You could also try a save as to your local desktop.
That's what I'm trying to do, but it's not working.
It's
modern technology.
Let's try this. Hold on.
Where do we save all our files? SharePoint?
I think it's the...
We have SharePoint online. Is that where all our files are saved?
No, there's drives. Like
why not? I don't think it is, but... I don't know if it went. Kristen, I don't know. Like
the registrars have an R drive. I don't know.
Kristen, see if you get it.
She saves to our public drive, but only...
I don't have any public drives. I have no access to any public drives.
I understand. So they were asking where you save the files too, and I told them you save most of them like this to the public drive, but you don't have
access. When I'm at work, but I'm at home, I have no access to them. Cam said he can't give it to me. So
Jill, can you unshare and let me see if I can share what you sent?
Yep. Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I lied. I said that, but hold on one second. Stop. Oh, let's try that.
Okay. Can you see it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yay. All right. Can you just go down, Kristen, so that we can... I think that's everything. I think I got it saved.
I don't know why I can't.
Oh, that's awful.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
I couldn't get it to move either.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to start at the top. Assessor's office reeval, we're good for 11, right?
Yep.
Buildings and grounds, ATV vehicle for 20, yes?
Yes.
Buildings and grounds, Skag mowers replacement, 2,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fire Commission strategic plan, 50,000.
50 or 45.
That's what you wanted or?
No.
Okay. I would put
45 is the price I got by phone today, but.
No, 40. Oh, there you go. Oh, you put it up there.
I mean, that's a guess.
Okay. So you want to leave it at 50?
I think I'd leave it at 50.
Okay. I would too.
All right. Next.
Herrick Park Lodge roof replacement at 28.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Herrick Park soccer fields at 12.
Yeah.
Highway excavator for 60 this year and 60 next year. Indian Notch reclaim basketball court for $29,325.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Natural gas infrastructure for 30,000.
Yep.
The demolition of Notch Road 174,577.
Yep.
And the modular office for $12,722.43.
Yes. But we need to add back in 50,000 somewhere because you took out the Herrick Park to put it under grant match.
Yeah. How about we, since it's a.
We put that in the strategic.
I'm thinking adding back in, but putting something in there since we don't know what, if that 45 is high or low, but if we're going to use a placeholder. I'd just assume leave a $5,000 placeholder. If we find that we should bring it up. But or you feel put the 50 in and then work backwards. What do you think?
Worst case scenario, if we can't pay for the strategic plan this year, I think we need money for both grant matches and the strategic plan.
I'm hesitant to not have anything in grant matches as well because it's saving now and then it's an opportunity cost if you don't have it.
Yeah.
It's actually a revenue, right? It allows us to bring money into the town. It's an investment
to bring in money as opposed to just a plain expense.
Yeah. Originally, that's where I had put it in.
All right, so what am I doing?
Adding 50 under grant matches.
Okay, where the heck is that? I got to add that in.
Number 33.
How much am I adding?
50,000 even. Yeah, I just don't think it's prudent to not have to take that out.
All right. So now your number is 479, 624, 43.
479.
Yeah. 479, 624, and 43 cents.
You know, lousy $30,000. Comes to squat. Because when you go to the other side, okay, let's say that is when you go to the Board of Ed side, the only thing there,
the bottom tab, Kristen,
is that can conceivably be done, is moving the vehicle that is has the best life left out,
which one?
Which is this? I believe the $68,000.
Which line is?
And that would reduce that to 68.
So wait, line. So John, just maybe clear, the district pickup truck with plow or the district utility truck with plow, which one can we live another year with?
The utility truck, the one we just got from the town.
Okay, so we're taking 68,000 near Bobby.
The 68, move that to the following year?
Yes, that's my suggestion. So, put all that together, you got a lousy $105,000. A little more. 110.
We didn't have any guess from Lori about what the 1 mil is going to be worth.
Kristen, I can fix that after the.
Yeah.
So it's not Lori, it's Kara.
Oh, sorry, Kara.
And Bobby's had conversations with her.
Oh,
and that's where he's coming up with the 600,000.
That's why I've got my range 675. I don't anticipate it being under six.
Okay, how about this? How about this? What if I, and I'm pretty sure I can because I can't fill a couple of open positions right now. What if we can replace the high school geothermal? I mean, it's going to require a transfer from my board. But if we can replace pump two now, John, can we, right? We're doing one. Can we do two, yep. Two?
By the end of the fiscal year, yeah. It'd be better if we did it a little later on anyways, once school gets out.
Okay, but we'd have to do it by June 30th.
Yeah.
Is that the control? Pump?
Yeah, it's a pump and control.
So just to summarize then, Kristen, you're proposing taking a transfer from what you currently are using for staff salary, that for a position or more, one or more positions that you are sure you won't fill, and then having a transfer done to move to cover those geothermal pumps.
Yeah, I mean, we already have one covered in Kappa. We'll need to cover this one. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I can't speak for the board, but I I'm hopeful that they would be good.
That makes sense to me, Kristen.
Maria?
Oh, I would support that. I think the board would also, I don't know, Ashley?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
She said
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to take it out.
204, 125.
So we are now $8,749 over Bobby's max of $675.
Not bad, huh?
Just saying.
And I don't really see where anything else, it doesn't make sense to cut it.
No, not this stage of the game.
No. And I know people are stretched and we don't want to go into a budget, but one thing we haven't talked about at all during this process is any of the projects that are on our bonding wish list. And I don't think the bonding wish list even include a replacement town hall or a longer term plan to get rid of the annex, right? And so we have talked about potentially including in our capital budget money towards those bigger capital needs so that we are not going out to bond for as much money.
So what are you proposing?
I'm not proposing anything. I'm just saying we had that conversation and we still have, you know, the buck continues to get pushed. And at some point,
I'm sorry,
the residents of this town are going to have to foot the bill at some point. Right. And so does it hurt more to spread that pain over 10 to 20 years or have a big whammy? Right. Like, it's kind of a chicken or the egg situation. We're talking about soccer fields. We're talking about roofs on schools. We're talking about town halls, things that drive people to move to town or force them to move out of town. And so I do think we need to be considering where we think we should push our residents on investing more in this.
So town. What you're suggesting is instead of doing one large bonding to build a town hall, you're suggesting putting aside money every year. I'm just trying to understand what you're saying.
It's a lower amount.
Right. I'm not saying instead of, there's no way we're going to get the full amount out of our taxpayers, offsetting. Right. I guess.
I'm just trying to
remember what we did with the fire truck. We saved a couple $100,000, so we weren't borrowing $1 million. We were only borrowing $800,000.
Well, and the other thing you do when you do it that way is you have the use of the money and the interest on it as opposed to you're paying it out to somebody else, you know, which is what you're doing when you're taking out.
So how do you do that? Well, even under these constraints.
Even if you bond 100% of the project, you still need monies to do the bonding, right?
Yeah.
That part is actually pretty expensive.
And you talk about constraints, Bobby, but the constraints are self-imposed constraints, right? Because our constraints are between one and four mills. And our constraints are what the voters will put through, right? I get it.
You're right. Our constraint is what the taxpayer will approve. That's the true constraint. And I mean, the other one is the only other constraint is by charter. But the other one is having a true appreciation of what the taxpayer is willing to do. And also, since I represent one component of those, which are senior citizens, are in one giant box of squeeze. And you ask any one of them, I don't care what income bracket they are, the one thing that, you know, other than necessities, the taxes are killers, and they just are. And one of the things that we have looked at long term is we have bonded items. We have bond items that are going to be, you know, we're going to be putting them to bed. They're going to get wrapped up. But at the same time, we know we're going to be spending, what, about $1.5 million on school roofs? Maybe 2 million. What, two
quarter,
to five?
Probably four to five.
Four to five. And that's going to have to be bonded in the next couple of years, in 2 or 3 years, before we've even reduced one of the other bigger bars. Town hall in this mix as well. When we talked about putting a temporary building up there, we said 3 years. Realistically, it's a 6-year project, and there's no freaking way in hell that it's going to not be less than that, because first of all, you start the process now because you have to figure out what you want for a town hall, I think, and decide the location. We have some pretty good locations. We've done some work on what we need as far as relatively space. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we if we get rid of the municipal building, there's a spot that's ready made for us.
Yeah.
We choose that and then plan out, figure out what is the realistic cost. And that's the other issue. You can build a Cadillac, which is a piece of crap now, but let's say a Mercedes, or versus another lesser, totally as useful a vehicle, and with as long a life without making it a glamorous thing. In other words, you can go from a $6,000 to a $4,000, $1 million building, my thoughts.
So
we've talked about this before, but that's not within our discussion parameters tonight. Tonight we're talking about this capital. And I don't see how
it is within the parameters of do you want to include it or not, which is why I let it, you know, go, because it's a special meeting, and so you have to stay limited to the topic. Yeah. And I think this is limited to the topic because you're talking about what would go into our capital budget potentially this year. And I do think it's something we do need to talk about. We need to start working with the voters on, because they are obviously very willing to pay for a fire department. They are very willing to pay to an extent for the schools. Amanda's making a face at me, but I'm saying if you look at what they have, the fire department is newer, the school buildings are newer. So they have come up with the money because they have felt that that is a value to them in some way or another. And so I think it's a matter of, we have to try this, like, they're not going to pay for it. I think it's the wrong way to approach it. I think it's a matter of working on it. And you know, it's education of what do we need? And we're not going to solve that here tonight, but I think we do need to continue that discussion because it's going to inform what we, you know, have to put into the budgets.
But there is an item in here that we approved last year to help do that. And that is the facility studies at $75,000. Yeah. Part of that whole conversation was to put together a study so that everybody, so if you want to convince people that you need it, well, let's have it. That's the hard evidence. That's why that was put in last year.
Okay.
That, I don't mean to be the Mr. Negative, but that's what that was there for, to meet your what you're saying. And
we
did it also because Kristen needs it for some of the grants that she's applying.
Right, it's multiple purposes.
So multiple purposes.
But
just some food for thought here, right? Let's talk some numbers, and these are rough numbers. And I, please, nobody hold me to these, mm-hmm. right? But the school roof, we're doing a similar school roof in Ashford right now, $4 to $5 million. Okay, so we have that. That's a pretty good number to work with. Firehouse addition, we're talking about $1 to $1.5 million. The estimates we got on town hall, $11 million. Okay, and we begin to shed some debt in 2026. It's not enough to make up that difference, and that's why we've talked strategically, both at the capital committee and at the board of selectmen previously, about slating the school roof for 2026. Well, we shed some debt, which means that the overall ask of taxpayers won't increase dramatically.
Yep.
So, that's kind of where things are at. And I think what I'm hearing is that we kind of, all right, so that's a great place to start, but we need to think about what the next steps are.
Yes.
And the field, right? How much was the field?
It was
also on the back.
Fields are somewhere.
2 million.
Around 2 million, if I remember right.
But it was the last estimate we had was right around $2 million.
So let's just go with that for
Well, we've got three on this list based on the last. Yeah, we're at three.
Yeah, and Joe did update those numbers for us.
Yeah.
There was an increase.
That's John's most updated numbers, the 3 million. Yes. That's what I have.
Rhea's got a question.
We have a question about the bonds. How many bonds do we have, and when will any of them be paid up? So
2026 is the first one that's paid.
There's three. Correct. I'm sorry, Jim. Yep. So
the smallest one, I think, gets dropped off in 2026.
Yeah, just the absolute smallest
one. And 2032 is all of them will be done by that time.
Right.
So
sometime between now and then, we're going to need some other money for other things. And so it's timing it with how much we're paying out on the remaining.
Correct.
Bonds.
So is that study that Bobby talked about, that's happening this year, right?
Yep, we're working on that RFP now.
Right.
Awesome. Thanks.
Because you really need that as a basis to, plan forward. I mean,
how much money would we save in 2026 for not having to pay for the bond? Like,
Jill, do you know what that debt, what that payment is in 2026 that drops off?
No, I'm going to look, but it's not very much. I'm looking right now.
It helps, but it's not enough to offset it.
And then I think that what I'm also hearing is this is something we need to know for planning purposes, just to have some simple grid that shows which bonds are there, how much they're paying per year and how long they are.
We did provide that information last year.
Yeah. Well, we've got new members.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So if we can just dig up that and update it, it would be good for some of our new members here.
And I do just think it's good to have a general conversation about whether we need a general, you know, if we want to pursue this strategy of trying to save for bigger projects as part of the annual capital plans, whether we do it or not. I just think it's important that we have the conversation. I agree, Bobby, that we have an assessment coming. It makes sense to wait to see what the assessment says and have a conversation. Hopefully we can somehow figure out how to have a conversation with residents to get their opinions on priorities and how we should approach it. And
so agreed. Let's bring it back to what we got to get done tonight. Because I'm agreeing with you, that's good for the future, and we should put that onto our agendas for the regular meetings.
Kristen, can you unshare for a second so I can share the debt schedule?
So let's just note that. Take a look at what Jill is going to show us for the debt schedule, and then let's move on to what we're going to do with this budget tonight so we don't lose track of that and wind up here for a long, long time.
And my wife wants to take her to dinner.
Yeah, I'd love to have it.
I don't need you
today, but I do. Okay. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome. So as you can see, the 2027 debt that we lose, it's not really all that much money. It's not even $200,000 a year. It certainly will be nice when all three of them are paid off, but it's still a ways away. So right now it's just under $7 million in debt.
Okay. And if I'm looking down this column, what does it tell me? What's going on in 25? What's going on in 26? If I read across, what is this telling me? Is that how much we're paying that year?
Yes.
Yep. That's our debt payment.
So basically, it remains pretty much constant from now through 27.
Yep.
Correct.
And then it starts dropping off, but it doesn't really drop off that much. It's really like 180,000, something like that, 160. And then that just stays that way till they're all paid up again in 2032.
Between 31 and 32, it's a huge savings, but.
Yeah.
So between what was the comment? What was the comment on 2026? Do we not have anything retiring in 2026?
No. It's 27. It was a 10-year bond that we took out in 2017. So
I'm tracking.
And also when we go out to bond, these numbers, well, really depends on where we're at with interest rate at that time too.
Yeah.
That it could change numbers drastically.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, question?
No, I was just going to make a motion.
What? Amanda wants to make a motion. And I have the feeling that it's probably to approve the budget as proposed for CAPA.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve and send it to the Board of Selectmen for consideration. A capital improvement plan that includes $479,624 for town, $204,125 for the Board of Education, for a total of $683,749 for the FY25 fiscal year capital improvement plan.
So Amanda's made a motion. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Wait, you got 43 cents in there. I don't know if that matters.
I will amend my motion to change the town's portion of the capital improvement plan to $479,625 for a total of $683,750.
And I'll, at the second, we'll go along with that.
So Amanda made the motion, Bob Morris seconded it. Any further discussion? I really hope not. And I am not seeing any other hands coming up. So I will entertain a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So I am looking on the screen and around here. It was unanimous by the members of the Finance Committee who are present. So thank you all. And I will also entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm so moved.
Wait. One second. What? I know I was a little late, but did we talk about the calendar?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We're good.
We're all set.
So that's the as is?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Do they have to vote on it, Jill?
No.
Well, because most of that stuff, some of it's plugged in and a lot of it's what's already there. We can't really vote on that because the only thing that's not already create, well, I shouldn't say that. No, wait. There are two or three meetings that we put in there.
So let me put it to you this way. We have a motion that was made to adjourn and we're now having a discussion about something else. So we can't really do that. So then all those in favor of adjourning, aye.
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 And I'm seeing it unanimous. So the meeting is adjourned. And if we need to discuss the calendar, we can do that at our next meeting.
Jill, I sent you the spreadsheet.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.